Hey.
Now, what's going on? Tell us about this.
Well, at the moment, there's a massive war going on throughout the world, basically in EVE Online, which is a massively multiplayer online game.
Yes.
Or online role-playing game. Yeah. There isn't that much role-playing. And like right now, at the moment, there's a couple of thousand players fighting.
This is insane.
So, Anders, tell me a bit about the game. Is it about a war? Is it about sides taking on other sides?
So EVE Online is really like what we call a sandbox game.
Yep.
So basically in this game, you can do whatever you want. Like everything inside the game is made by the players. They go out and they actually mine the materials to build ships.
Yeah.
Other players buy these ships off the market. So there's actually like a live economy that happens in the game.
So actual money changes hands?
So actual money doesn't change hands. All of the money is generated in-game. There is ways for people to buy what's called like a pilot's license extension, which they can buy that and they can sell that on the market to, you know, for money, which is how we get sort of real world values.
Yeah. Okay. So say,
in the game.
Say if online, in this online world, you own a spaceship.
Yep.
What could you do with it? Could you sell that to someone else in there? Would you have to be guarding that all the time because you've got people wanting to attack you? What's the deal?
That's right. So you can own multiple spaceships and you can sell them on the market. So everything that you can do with these ships, so you've got the ships, you've got all the modules that you can fit to them, all of that stuff is available to buy and sell on the market.
This is craziness to me because people like are paranoid about losing anything that's in this online world. So I'm guessing right now during this online war, people wouldn't be leaving their screens just in case something
so
was to go
down. So does war
just
break out? Is it like the real world in that there's a minor conflict?
Or has Donald Trump become president there too?
What sparked this war?
There's quite a bit of politics and things that go on. This recent war was based on a really rich group of players basically paying every other entity in the game to attack the largest entity in the game.
Yeah. Oh, so they basically
so they bought a militia.
They created an army.
It's actually a space casino. This is players as well. These players are running the space casino, and they've gone and one of the guys in this coalition have annoyed them and they've basically gone, look, we're going to drop all of this money on everybody who's around here.
Yes.
And they've all basically just come in and invaded the space of the largest coalition in the game.
So have they managed to seize the casino? Like, is it now occupied? What's happening?
So it's a bit of a point of contention because this sort of space casino is run outside of the game. What happens is players will pay in-game money.
I don't understand what's happening.
No, you've got me.
Yeah, so the players inside the game will take their in-game currency and pay it in-game to this space casino,
which
runs a website, and they credit the account of the people on the website, and then they can gamble and things like that with their in-game space money.
Oh, okay. So online is gambling.
You had Sean at gambling, by the way.
Sean,
he's back.
He wants to play already. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Take the pillow away.
He's bought his first X-Wing by the end of the week.
Yeah.
Actually. Okay. How much of your time does this take up? Because this seems like it's as exhausting as life.
It does.
Like if not, you
work, you get like, it's like you're accumulating everything in that world as well.
Good on you for coming in here, taking time away from it
to come and talk to you about that. That's not really
honestly,
that important.
So, how much does it consume?
Look, the way that I see it, a lot of the stuff that I do in my own time when I'm outside of work.
Yeah.
Hey, Anders, what do you do for a gig?
I'm a software developer at the University of Western Australia.
Okay. Are you coming up with your own games then as well? I mean, creating...
No, I work on a project called Whitefly Base, which is a species identification tool.
Yeah.
Which is used to identify whiteflies, which just decimate crops in Africa.
What?
Oh, wow.
Oh my god.
So I do that
That's
as well.
Your job?
Yeah.
What? Wow.
You're like super smart. You must have got a really good like exam score.
I actually never went to university.
What?
So the first time
so
I stepped foot in a university was when I got a job working at a university.
How did that come about? Yeah, how did that come about? Because most working at a university and being at a level that you're talking about to us
so
now,
you taught yourself software
have
development.
Some kind of degree.
I taught myself software development and systems administration. So
where? Just at home.
Well, just at home and
is there a YouTube video where you can learn this stuff?
Definitely. It only goes for an hour. And you can get certified online.
And you get a job at UW.
You can come work in my team, which is just me. So
okay, you're just like a super interesting puzzle. I want to get back to the war. So with the war today, what are you? How are you going to partake in the war today? What are you going to do?
So my role is a lot of coordination. Yep. So I have a leadership team that works under me.
Do you know these people personally?
I do know a lot of the people that I play with. I've been to Iceland for FanFest twice.
Awesome!
Which FanFest is about 2,000 to 3,000 players actually fly into Iceland from all over the world.
This is amazing.
To meet the developers and talk about the game and things like that. Yeah. We also run a smaller event called Eve Down Under, where we have about 250 players fly to Sydney every year.
Yeah, right.
So your squadron, so you're in charge of them, basically, yeah?
I'm in charge of a specific time zone and the coordination and strategy for that time zone.
So
and
strategy.
That's
so
Australasia.
So I'm basically like a middle manager, and I just delegate jobs. So I'm the one that spends the least
did
time.
Did you have to apply to become that, or did that get given to you? How does this, what happens?
You sort of get the position from working. You sort of work your way up, just like any other job, I guess.
This is another life and another world within the world of life that you're living in
so
right now.
Is there an overarching authority that appoints people, or?
Yeah, so our coalition is made up of, I think, like 16,000 players. So we have the Mitanni, who's the leader of our coalition.
Yes.
And then we have... Then we have a directorship. Sorry, you're just getting really excited. And then there's a directorship under that, and within that directorship,
so there's a formal hierarchy, basically.
That's right. And then there's the Sky team under that, which basically works on the strategy, and that's the team that I belong to.
Are there planets?
There's planets. There's millions of planets.
Does anyone own the planets?
You don't normally own the planets. You normally own the system that the planets are in. So it's a little bit bigger than
so
that.
So there's like warlords
you're thinking
and
too
stuff.
Small.
Okay, I'm thinking too small. Wow. Like,
yeah, don't
so
own
like
a planet.
You're
that's
thinking
embarrassing.
So players can own whole regions of space in the game. And they own the stations and things like that.
How do you put your flag in your section of space? Because surely more than one person could claim the same bit.
Yes, yeah. So there's different game mechanics behind that. At the moment, there's a really terrible one. Probably the most simple one was you used to put a structure down in a system, and you would claim that system for yourself, and somebody could come and blow that structure
up, right.
And then plant their own, and then that would become their system. But the current, what we call the sovereignty system, is a little bit more complex.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Super interesting.
Mm. Well, I could talk about this forever because I think it'd take me forever to fully understand it.
I've still got even further to go than that.
Yeah. How can people get involved?
Well, the best thing they can do is go to eveonline.com, which is the website for the game, and have a look through the material there. And then
does that have like a spot for absolute beginners to try and get their head around it?
EVE Online doesn't as much, but there is a group called Brave Newbies.
Right,
which you can join, and you can be a brave newbie, and they'll teach you how
they'll
to fly.
Hold your hand and take
up
you
from
through
like
it.
You'll start with the smallest.
That's where you
ship
just have an argument over a virtual bar. Just a bit of push and shoving.
This is such a growing marketplace. This whole thing, and this is
it
quite
is. It's
incredible.
It's massive, and it's growing at a really big rate. Even just the esports Buddy community. Oath. Yeah.
Oh, Anders, you know what?
Fascinating.
Keep on this, because if anything happens interesting in this world, you're going to be our stop person, all right?
And you need to tell us what's happening, because we have no idea. But thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Anders.
That's awesome.